I'm Carla Pereira, KC1HSX, and this is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news, features, and opinion from ARRL headquarters in Newington, Connecticut. For listeners who rebroadcast ARRL Audio News on repeaters, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to momentarily stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset. These are top stories for Friday, April 13. ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, used the occasion of National Volunteer Week, April 15th through the 21st, to express gratitude to the thousands of amateur radio operators who have given and who continue to give of their time and expertise to serve as vital communication links during emergencies, disasters, and community events. Throughout the past year, President Roderick recounted, ham radio operators have volunteered during hurricanes, wildfires, and severe weather to support communication for emergency evacuation shelters, pass health and welfare traffic to anxious families, and partner with the National Weather Service as skywarn volunteers to report local weather conditions. Hams also volunteered during the solar eclipse last August, working with scientists to record its impact on radio propagation, he pointed out. President Roderick said, quote, amateur radio volunteers have a long history of providing service and support to their communities and our served agencies. As this avocation continues to evolve, alongside the technological advances in telecommunications, we are proud that as hams, public service to our communities will continue to be at the core of who we are, close quote. Echoing President Roderick's remarks, ARRL Emergency Preparedness Manager Mike Corey, KI1U, cited amateur radio's volunteer spirit as one of its most admirable aspects. Quote, radio amateurs have taken their passion for radio, communication, science, and technology and given back service in so many ways. Radio amateurs teach, inspire, offer insights to the world that others cannot, assist during times of emergency and disaster, and report to assist during such community events as marathons and festivals. Volunteerism has always been at the heart of amateur radio, and it is through the work of volunteers that amateur radio will be there for future generations to enjoy. Unquote. National Volunteer Week is sponsored by Points of Light, an ARRL partner through national voluntary organizations active in disaster. Points of Light called the week-long observance an opportunity to celebrate the impact of volunteer service and the power of volunteers to come together to tackle tough challenges and build stronger, more resilient communities. Wednesday, April 18th is World Amateur Radio Day. This year marks the 93rd anniversary of the International Amateur Radio Union, better known simply as the IARU, founded in Paris in 1925. Each year, World Amateur Radio Day celebrates amateur radio's contributions to society. IARU President Tim Ellum, VE6SH, said, quote, World Amateur Radio Day is an opportunity for our member societies to show our capabilities and promote the use of amateur radio, both on the air and through social media. It is a celebration of what the amateur radio service has brought to the public over the years and of our ability to provide communication to assist others in times of crisis, close quote. Groups should promote their World Amateur Radio Day activity on social media by using the hashtag World Amateur Radio Day on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. As part of its educational outreach to schools through the Education and Technology Program, ARRL will offer 3 summer sessions of the 2018 Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology, an expenses-paid professional development seminar. The deadline to apply for this summer session is May 1st. Teachers Institute provides teachers at all grade levels with tools and strategies to introduce basic electronics, radio science, space technology, satellite communication, weather science, microcontrollers, and basic robotics in their classrooms. Wireless technology can be a useful tool within the context of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM, project-based education. The Teachers Institute curriculum is designed for motivated teachers and other school staff who want to learn more about wireless technology and bring that knowledge to their students. Two TI levels are offered. The introductory TI-1 course will be offered twice this summer, July 16th through the 20th in Dayton, Ohio, with Larry Kendall, K6NDL, and July 23rd through the 27th at ARRL headquarters in Newington, Connecticut, with Tommy Gober, N5DUX. The TI-1 course is a prerequisite for the advanced TI-2 course, which will be offered July 9 through 12 at ARRL headquarters with Matt Severin, N8MS. TI-2 students must hold an amateur radio license. An amateur radio license is not required to take the introductory workshop. The goal of the Teachers Institute program is to equip educators with necessary foundational knowledge and, through hands-on learning, inspire them to continue to explore wireless technology, adapting relevant content into classroom instruction. The first ARRL VEC amateur radio examination session in Cambodia was held on April 5th. The session resulted in two new technician licensees, both of whom were Cambodian nationals, and one university professor who tested all the way to amateur extra class in a single bound. Currently, no path exists for Cambodians to obtain an amateur radio license in that Southeast Asian nation, but qualifying for an FCC-issued U.S. license enables licensees to obtain a Cambodian license based on their U.S. tickets. Participants were associated with the National Polytechnic Institute of Cambodia. The radio club there has been active in contests for the past 3 years. The second public test of FT8 de-expedition mode has shown that the mock de-expedition stations, the so-called foxes, were able to work the pileups of callers, known as hounds, at a fairly good clip. Log data showed that 390 unique stations were copied by one or more of the three foxes. FT8 is part of the WSJT digital software suite. Ned Stearns, AA7A, the operator at W7KH7Z, learned to manage queues of calling stations much more effectively as his hour progressed, according to co-developer Dr. Joe Taylor, K1JT. Dr. Taylor said, quote, after a program restart at 1532 UTC, he worked 105 additional stations at a rate of 225 per hour during the remaining part of the hour. Slowly but surely, we are optimizing the software and improving our skills. Further progress will definitely be possible, unquote. Dr. Taylor also released a list of stations heard and worked during the second public test of the still beta FT8 de-expedition mode protocol. It showed that W1KH7Z logged 61 stations in 36 minutes for a rate of 102 per hour. K1JT logged 55 stations in 21 minutes for a 157 per hour rate. And W7KH7Z worked 174 stations in 60 minutes, a rate of 174 per hour. Stearns told ARRL that FT8 de-expedition mode is nearing general release, but he expects another public test. The ARRL Rookie Roundup SSB returns on Sunday, April 15th, starting at 1800 UTC and continuing through 2359 UTC. The aim of Rookie Roundup is to encourage recently licensed operators in North America, including territories and possessions, to operate on the HF bands and experience competitive amateur radio operating. You're a rookie if you were first licensed in 2018, 2017, or 2016. Be sure to send the year you were first licensed in the exchange. You can qualify as a rookie for just 1 year in two possible ways. If you were licensed before 2016 but made your first amateur radio contact during 2018, 2017, or 2016, or if you never made a contact using the mode of the Rookie Roundup event, in this case SSB, before the 2018 Rookie Roundup. Just send the current year in your exchange. The object is simple. Rookies attempt to make as many contacts as possible during the 6-hour event on 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10 meters. Rookies work everyone. Non-rookies work only rookies. Experienced operators are encouraged to participate and help new operators, either on the air or in person. Experienced hams may want to consider opening their stations to rookies and serving as contesting mentors. The more operators on the air, the more fun the roundup will be for everyone. Rookies call CQ Rookie Roundup, while veteran ops call CQ Rookies. Exchange the call sign of the station you're working, your call sign, your first name, the two-digit number of the year first license, and your state, Canadian province, Mexican call area, or DX. Rookie Roundup events take place 3 times a year, SSB in April, RTTY in August, and CW in December. Contact the ARRL contest branch for more information. Kenneth Graham, WX4KEG, is the new head of the National Hurricane Center in Miami, the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration has announced. Preparations continue ahead of the 2018 hurricane season, which begins on June 1st. Graham picked up the reins from Deputy Acting Director Ed Rappaport on April 1st. Graham said, quote, "It's an honor and privilege to be selected to work alongside the talented and dedicated employees of the National Hurricane Center. This is an exciting time to work for the National Weather Service, and I look forward to the important work ahead in an effort to keep our community safe from the various threats posed from hurricanes."
And now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
AMSAT's next satellite is scheduled to launch no earlier than August 1st. It is RADFXSAT-2, otherwise known as FOX-1E. The satellite, like its other namesakes, will have a VU linear transponder for CW and sideband. Upon commissioning of the satellite, the uplink will be 145.890 through 145.860 MHz lower sideband. And the downlink will be 435.760 through 435.790 MHz upper sideband. There is also a 1.2 kbps BPSK telemetry on 435.750 MHz. If you will be attending Hamvention, please visit the AMSAT booth, where we will be keeping amateur radio in space. As we have done in the past, there will be a forum on Saturday morning, lots of information at the booth, including a beginner's corner, where we can answer your questions and help you get on the air. Of course, we will have plenty of satellite demos, as there are many satellites to work now. There will also be a new edition of the 2018 Getting Started with Amateur Satellites available. For the ARRL Audio News, this is Bruce Page, KK5DO.
I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY, and this is the ARRL Audio News propagation forecast for Friday, April the 13th. As we speak, the Earth is moving out of yet another stream of solar particles from a coronal hole in our sun's atmosphere. Now, some of the news media were hyping this activity for whatever reason, but it's really just a run-of-the-mill disturbance. For the next several days, you may see some unsettled conditions, but things should begin to quiet down pretty soon. A tiny sunspot has moved into view, and we might see a small uptick in conditions with improvements on 20 meters and possibly 17 and 15 meters. Regardless of conditions, though, don't ignore 10 and 15 meters, especially if you are active on CW or digital. There is trans-equatorial propagation popping up, which means that hams in the U.S. and Canada are making contacts well into South America during the day. On VHF and UHF, conditions have been kind of quiet, except in Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. Folks down there have been reporting some big band openings on 2 meters all the way up to the low microwave bands.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.